experience points you locked off.
Yes, so we got 350, I saw.
Not excellent enough, because we're not second level.
You are second level.
I know, but we're two firsts, so that doesn't really count as second.
Have I used all my first level spells?
You cast sound?
No, I did a colour spray.
You have just finished searching this room here, found stuff under his bed.
Yes, which I noted we gave out. And yeah, so for, we each of us kept our own private secrets. I have a thieves' pick and tools, and Pete's got a masterwork sword.
It's a nice sword. Thank you very much for letting me use it.
We're going to win a lot of treasure this way. I can see the makings of a great partnership here.
Assuming we lived long.
We've made enough that we can...
barely cover our daily expenses.
10 gold. 10 gold each. I was right that I lent you 30 for, to buy extra stuff before we came down and pay that off by kind of...
This sounds like a cunning plan for our magician over there to embezzle all the money out of you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there's all sorts of furniture appearing, beds and everything. Given the size of the beds and the size of us, that's awesome. I can sleep on a pillow.
The rooms are ginormous, by the way. That is a good question for why you might want to wonder why everything in this dungeon is so big. The ceiling is 20 foot high.
Right. We've searched this place. I took my time to search this place. Another door just kind of here. We had a damn good look around the throne. That's where
I'm assuming you've looted everything in this area that could be looted.
The classic place for a secret door is behind the throne. Before we go to the next door, I'm going to have just another take 10 on that while the guys get set up at the door.
Your search is? Take 20 takes about 2 minutes, Howard.
Do you guys mind if I take 2 minutes just to see if there's another secret door here?
Go for it.
I'm sitting around on the throne.
You search for that, which is, I've got a +5.
So you can get 25. Nope, there's nothing in this area.
Worth a double check. I suggest we go through this door, gentlemen.
But well, we did listen and there were sounds.
Do we know what sounds they were?
Voices.
Well, we made quite a racket out here and they didn't come out. Ready when you are, guys. Do we go through and, if they're orcs or goblins or whatever, to kill them, if they're humans, we talk.
Maim, destroy.
It might be another adventuring party who are, doing exactly the same.
There's no lock on this door.
I can, I'll open it and, Pete, you block the door and Chestix kind of...
stands behind and claps.
Which side do you prefer fighting? Yeah, if the two of you were to fight sort of side by side.
Fighter in front of me is the way I prefer him.
That's probably what we'll do then.
Can fight, it's just not my primary mode of operation.
I'm left-handed, so I'll stand on the left hand of the door so I can kind of pop around, stab things, shoot things. I have my crossbow knocked and loaded.
I'm assuming you are about to open the door.
Yep, do you want to last listen or kick it? I don't open it quietly, because we know it's unlocked. Are you joining us, Chestix, or are you kind of loitering over there?
So, the walls of this oddly shaped room are partially covered with tatters of red and black curtains. You can see an archway leading south, which is where you are. The vaulted ceiling above is painted black. Spattered of bloodstains cover the floor. The place stinks of murder and pain. Currently, the room is now quiet. It was, as you said, Tim... mate, there was noises in there earlier. No noises in there now.
I have low light vision. I have a damn good look in. And I'll just sneak in first, guys, and have a look round. Or do you want to just...
Go for it. You're the sneaky
person. I sneak up one wall. So I will try to stay close to this wall and have a look round to see what's in there.
Basically, it's an empty room. Down here, there's an altar. And down this way, there's a door. And the room is currently empty.
Currently empty, but we know there was something in there.
Given what you... they could have only gone out the door, that was clinging to the ceiling.
If I move round the walls gently and quietly, sort of kind of down this way, and till I can see along the distant part...
There's a door down there. There's a door down here, and there's an altar here.
There's an altar way and a door the other way.
It's a church.
It's a church. And it's a church of pain for the blood god. They all worshipped and were frothing mad to kill us. Yeah, they weren't afraid of dying. Do I see or hear any movement?
Quiet.
Okay, I go back to this corner and I call the guys.
Okay, the room smells horrible. On this altar stone here, there's the signs of some kind of creature that has recently been sacrificed.
So blood, shit and tears. I will start here and work round explore the altar and the and that alcove first.
I am going to go over here and set up an ambush just in case people come out of the door up here.
Is there anything in these two alcoves?
No.
That's slightly concerning. People love putting things in alcoves, but I search the altar area and then work my way back down. I survive. I'll come back down the wall towards Tim.
Okay, right. Searching around here, what you do is you find the dead body of a black dragon wormling, which is sprayed out on the altar. There's a channel to drain the blood to a pail.
I've never seen a dragon. I'm awestruck.
Yeah, it's not very big, but it's obviously been sacrificed. There's also some empty potion vials.
Empty? So were they making potions out of black dragons?
Does seem to be the sort of equipment that... you're sorcerer, aren't you? Yes, the sort of equipment you'd expect for potion making. Yes.
So somebody has been making potions which require black dragon blood and possibly the acid.
You do feel slightly angry in this room. I mean, it's not enough that, you know, you have to make a saving throw or anything, but there's a certain amount of aggressive feeling in this room.
Might be where they're making their...
The psychotic, which is what... Yeah, those guards attacked us pretty much psychotically and without fear. Does this wormling have teeth? With a sorcerer's eye, are there any useful pieces of that animal that I might yet use? They've obviously used it for whatever purpose they want. Teeth and scales?
Oh, yes, lots. There's nothing specific, apart from it being exsanguinated.
Okay, cool. I will take a number of sorcery-related items of talons, teeth, and scales.
Okay, just write them down.
Yep.
Black dragon wormling.
I'll tell the guys, black dragon sacrificed over here. If you've never seen one, it's quite interesting, but it's dead. And someone stole all its blood to make potions. So look out for acid potions and things throwing acid.
And the fact that there's obviously fresh blood and blood's been spattered around the room and it's got that horrible metallic smell. It's got black velvety curtains, tapestries around the room. There's nothing much in it else in here.
I'll make my way carefully, checking for secret doors. Just nothing special.
Oh, okay. So that means you're actually making search checks, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't take you long to realise that lying behind the black velvet curtains and tapestry, there's actually faded, painted images of Fae cavorting and running around in silvery woodland. I mean, it's been places it's been scraped off and black stuff's, covered it, but it's pretty obvious that
at one point this church has been repurposed.
Yes, it's definitely been repurposed.
Okay, well, I will searching round the altar end just in case.
Hey, make a knowledge religion. You probably had enough time that you can take 10 or 20, sit there thinking about it sort of thing, which is what you're basically doing, aren't you? So you can take 20 if you want, but what this going on here sort of thing, being a cleric.
Okay, I'd do that then. Seems a cheaty way of doing it, but there you go.
It's D&D. It's cheaty all the way through.
You can think. I will allow you to come up with your own ideas from now on.
But taking 20 for knowledge checks means that you're just going to auto-succeed all the time, surely.
No, because you may actually need a higher number than you can actually get anyway. Just taking 20 doesn't mean you're going to succeed, because if the target is, say, 27...
Yes.
Well, then why do you have a target check of 27 if, when some people aren't going to take 20?
Effectively, you need high enough skill to be able to achieve it. It was James's problem on the level here somewhere, where his thief wasn't skilled enough to unlock a door.
Even with taking 20 on it.
Well, you think I should take 20, I will take 20. If not, I am more than happy to roll.
Well, what is your bonus? Checks. What is your bonus?
+4.
Okay. Well, with the +4, it's relatively obvious to you that this was once a temple to something else that's been repurposed, which is pretty obvious. And you think that if you stay in this room too long, the anger will overcome you and you will have to do something violent.
Oh dear.
So maybe getting out of this room is probably a good idea.
Via a potentially combative circumstance. Sounds like a plan.
We need experience.
I continue working my way down, just checking in case there's secret doors along this wall. And
you
you
do search and you find no concealed things.
Considering how many concealed doors we've had so far, that's quite a few. Right, want to listen or should we just blast on through?
Well, doesn't really matter whether you can hear noise or not. You still have to face it.
It's our only way out. Forward, forward, everyone would.
Usual positions. I'll check if it's locked.
Nope, it's not locked.
Not locked, mate. Go for it.
Okay, so open the door. You find a very large chamber. Very long chamber.
I can see some stairs going down there.
Wow. There's stairs going up. I put the black bits at the bottom.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a good idea. Yep, stairs going up. And some sort of balcony going on. Okay.
Room is empty, but there is a light over here. It's a sconce oil lamp. It's not very bright.
I mean, somebody actually keeps it up. Yeah, keeps it going.
Someone's keeping it going, yeah.
Well, they've got a nice church here. You'd expect them to have some lights, otherwise it'd get inconvenient. You'd go in there, have this urge to do violence, and not be able to see your opponents.
Stop and just have a look around. Yeah, so before we go in, and anything obvious? Yeah, nothing skulking in the shadows cast by the light here.
No.
Nothing at the top of that kind of balcony-looking area about to sort of use it as a shooting gallery to kill us all?
Good point. Make a listen check.
D20 plus 5. I think they rolled a 19.
Noise from up here.
Okay. So I whisper to the guys, there's something up on the balcony. And the light is probably so they can see us and shoot us. Or there's just noise on the balcony.
And as you said, it's not a bright light. So unless we make ourselves obvious, it's not as he's got it now, I don't think.
No, I can't make it dimmer, unfortunately. I've just put that there so you know there is a light there. You mean you've also got one somewhere here as well with you.
And okay, we might get highlighted going up the stairs.
Sort of noise, just out of interest.
Good point. What languages can you speak?
Not many.
Common obviously, and Druidic.
No. Dwarf and Common, I think.
Goblin. Anything you would suggest it's probably some kind of horrible goblin language.
Orcish or bugbearish. Common, dwarven, elven, gnome, goblin. So I speak goblin.
This funny dotted pattern here, by the way, is just so that you know there's a change in level.
Yeah.
There isn't a banister there.
So it's not some sort of balcony.
There's no balcony. There are balconies at some places, and I'll tell you where they are specifically. But this one is just so you know there's a drop.
Thank you.
And I think it was 15 foot high up, and I think this room is taller than the normal rooms. I think it's 30 or something. It's a massive chamber.
Just looking around. I think some of the this kind of meets up with a few areas we've already been in, which is very good to know. Shall I go and check out the far end and the door?
No, let us deal with the noise down here first. Don't have stuff behind us.
No monsters behind, eh, Tim?
Yes. I'll follow you two guys up with the missile weapons. Go and get them.
So, after the fighter, if you wouldn't mind.
So, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go?
So there's nothing on the ground floor here.
Nothing here in this room. It's all quiet. You've been told there's something going on up here.
All right. Well, I'll go there then. Thing is I'm not quiet. So if you want to do stealthy stuff, you better do it now before I even try to walk up the stairs.
We know it's there. We know it's goblins. We want to ambush them. But if not, I just kill them. And if there's too many, we know we go back out towards the exit. I'll bring the mule to the door. Do you guys have a lantern or do you want to nick mine for a bit?
I've got a lantern.
Okay, there is a chamber there. And in this chamber, there is a few goblins.
Yay! I love goblins.
Basically, there's around the edges of the room is all sorts of crap. A couple of goblins sitting around on the floor. They seem to be having some kind of goblin chat. It's not going to be very difficult for them to notice because a clanking person has just gone upstairs. They don't have a very good list check. Oh, but they do notice. They spring up, rush this way as you start coming up the stairs. We'll have an initiative roll at that point. Their initiative is easily 13.
15 for me.
11 for me.
What was yours, Tim?
15.
16.
Okay, so Howard and Tim can go before the goblins. So is there anything you want to do? It'll be after them.
If there's goblins, I'm gonna close to a point where I can actually shoot one. I don't like goblins.
Well, as there's a large level of fighter between me and them, there's not much I can do, so I will.
I'm assuming you can move four, can't you, Han?
Yeah.
That would be there. You can't see them from where they are at the moment.
Are they too high? Is that because they're too high? Yeah, do I have to go up the stairs to shoot them? Or
15 feet high.
Yeah, you don't have the angle. You could.
In which case, I'm going to charge up the stairs the moment Tim gets out of the way. I'll barge past the dog, but I'm not sure I'll manage to get past Jestix. So I will get to the base of the stairs, please.
Now, will you get to the stairs on your move, and you could do a double move to get to the top.
I very much like that.
But you'll be at the front then.
You'll be at the front and you won't be anywhere.
Completely. Can I stop when I'm just behind the fighter? Okay, I'll follow up.
You're not the fighter. Don't try and get in the way of the fighters.
Okay, so what does Henry want to do?
Henry will come up and be with me so that when I get into a fight, he's with me.
What was Jestix going to do?
He's going to move up so he's just behind the fighter.
Okay, so you might want to lay then, mightn't you?
Yeah.
So, goblins, they will actually get to you on the stairs. So that one will get to you on the stairs, and that one can get to there. Go to there, and that one will go to there. These two will throw their javelins down on your feet. Four is going to hit you. So, 17, right there.
No.
So that was their go. Oh, there's one going to try to hit you with its club thing. It's a mathetic 11, so that doesn't matter. So it'd be your go, Pete.
Okay, I will try to hit one with my new masterwork longsword.
Did you actually leave the mule in here, by the way? Or did you bring him with?
No, I brought it just to the door. It'll probably be near the door, yes.
So, 10, 15.
Hit.
10 points.
Hit.
Yay!
Jestix have gone on hold.
Yeah.
So you going to carry on up?
I'm not going past the fighter.
Okay. Have you got a ranged thing you can do?
No.
Okay. So you're just going to hover behind it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be the next round, really, won't it? Goblins, what's Freya going to do?
I was hoping that I would run up behind the monk. The fact that monk stopped means that I'm having to reassess and I'm not going to be able to shoot my crossbow from here because there's just too many people in the way.
There's no angle for it either.
If I was down where the pink hand is, would I have an angle?
Well, you can get to the top of the stairs, and then you would have an angle, but you'd be at minus four.
Well, this guy, because he seems to be standing, he's now come out of the room and he's on the balcony.
Okay, I'll let you go for him.
Not so much that. But if he's down here, he should
yes,
go.
That's, yes, that's true.
Come down here and you shoot up into him.
Yes,
okay,
you can do
so
that.
I move to as far to the best possible angle and I shoot.
Probably still have two cover, but.
Okay, I'll just double check my shooting.
Whatever your dex mod, plus one.
7 is an 8 overall.
Yes. Okay, so your arrow whizzes past them. Right, so next it's Jestix, who's. You're still going to hover around at the bottom?
Hold until there's something I can do.
Then it will be the goblins, who, being the normal. Goblins that they are, will just charge towards Pete. He will actually charge, so that will give him plus two. But it does lower his AC. He misses you, Pete. The other one will come to the balisade and he will throw one at Freya. But he gets a one.
Phew.
So now it's back to the end of the round and it's Pete's character.
Okay. Try to hit the goblin. I hit 7 points.
That one's dead too. Next round, Freya. There's now one visible again.
I'll shoot at it. I realise I should add plus one for a racial bonus fighting goblins. Overall, plus two. 17 plus two. 19. It's just a d6. Then 5 damage.
Dead.
Really die, goblin, die!
Nothing else seems to happen.
Guys, if you could kind of just cover that area and check it out, I'll check out this. Check out this because it's possibly our best exit, and I don't want to. I don't want to discover a trap whilst running with something big behind us. So I'll just check out our exit route, and I'll join you in a moment. I then check out up to the stairs, and including the newly discovered room and on the side there.
He's going south. He's running away from us.
Are you going down this way? Are you? How far?
Okay, guys, let me just check that we can get to the staircase at a run if we need to.
So you're going
to
run down here, yeah.
And yeah, I want to see what's what in one.
Are you moving silently, running, or just going to?
Like... No, I'm just going to walk quietly up one wall and down the and back the next. I'm kind of just scanning for traps. If I had to run this later.
Oh, okay. Can you make a search roll?
18.
Luckily for you, where the line is, There is a very crude piece of string that has been put across. It's blatantly obvious now you've seen it. But it's kind of shadowed.
Okay.
If you had just legged it down there, it would have set it off.
Do I know what it is?
Sorry, no, I put the wrong place for it. Sorry, it is. It was across there. So between those two doors.
Between the two doors. Okay. Guys, do you want to explore behind us at all here?
We're busy at the moment. So disable the trap.
Okay. Disable the trap. I'll mark the trap's line with a line of chalk. And I'll examine what it does.
It goes through a hole into the wall on both sides.
Just jangles a load of keys or something.
Yeah, that's. You think it's just a crude alarm.
Being careful of the trap. I will listen at the door.
Which door? This door?
1A.
Roll me a listen check.
It's only a 12 on my listen. So what are you two guys doing?
We are doing what we were doing.
Yeah, well, you can now see that there's a room with some stairs going down. Yes, you can hear. Yeah, it's quite obvious. In this room, which you can't yet see, there are people talking goblinish.
So many goblins in here.
Yes.
What are the guys doing?
They look like they've disappeared probably from where you're looking.
We went round the corner. Following orders.
Freya, you're just outside. Here's some goblins. You're looking around this corner. Basically, you've got two rooms as a second level here, full of all sorts of rubbish. Old bookcases. Old wine racks are lined up here. Old barrels, caskets, cobwebs around the corner of the room. There's a definite cleared space going to this point here. Stuff's like been shoved out of the way, but there's all sorts of bits around the corner of the rooms in here as well.
Well, give it a bit of a search.
Yep, search round. Might find some wine.
Search check?
Yes. Well, there's no wine here. There's no nothing here.
What'd you get?
Four.
You don't find anything.
Okay, search. 9.
You find a bottle of wine. You also find a yellow page from the diary of the butler. Yeah, should we read that? Right, you find that rolled up with the bottle.
Ah, I was right. The butler did do it.
Yes.
The North Tower. Okay. Did we see towers at this place?
No, the castle itself had been destroyed. There was a ruin. Might be a ruin of a north tower that you might be looking for.
That's weird. So he's talking about... He's already talking about a dark temple below the ground. But so did this temple already exist at his time?
Some of the tales you've heard say that this dungeon is quite ancient and was reused in the time of the Duke. You couldn't quite get the story straight about whether it was created by dwarves or created by a dragon. But also, there were some wizards who might have been involved.
Pass it over to my druidic friend to have a read.
Well, something in the north corner, possibly.
You've got a praise, Pete.
Yes, I do.
You can roll it to see if you can figure out whether the wine's valuable or spickable or probably going to be vinegar.
20 in total.
Ooh, you think it might actually be quite a valuable vintage.
Better put it in a backpack.
Don't tell the thief about it, he'll drink it.
I was planning on drinking it myself, but I might have to not drink it now.
At least till there's a special occasion.
Did we find that in the antechamber or the upper chamber?
You found it in the upper chamber. But there's a door here, and there is a trap door there.
Which is what they'd be going towards. Before we go, we should retrieve the thief. Yes, he's ideal for setting off traps. Yeah, okay, we will go back to see what the thief's been doing.
He will probably give you the international symbol of shush.
If there's a burglar alarm, we could set it off. Now we know it's a burglar alarm.
You're basically standing here talking.
Could you set it off so it only actually goes off on one side? Because it goes through both walls.
Yeah, she probably thinks she could do that, but she's going to have to make a roll for it.
Because then we can effectively set up an ambush outside the door, set their alarm off. When they come boiling out, oh dear, what a pity, splat.
They found some bits of Bob's Howard and they have returned.
And we are now going to set off the burglar alarm, or rather, you're going to set off the burglar alarm.
So, the big document in the centre of the table, Pete's character discovered in that area that they were looking in. They will come down to find out what you were doing. You were listening at the door.
I suggested that whether you could set the burglar alarm off on one side.
Jangle the traps and they'll come running out.
We want to do it on one side at a time.
Yeah, I can kind of hold it and jangle. Yeah.
No, we let them come to us. That's the whole point. If they've got a burglar alarm.
As they come out, we...
Okay, you're going to need to do a disable device, Howard. And you just don't want to mess up too badly. Because I'm assuming you want to rack it on one side, but not the other.
Yes. It's only a 9. It's not my best ever, but it's not a complete fuck-up.
That's enough. Not the most sophisticated device.
I jingle, and then I step back, wait to shoot something as it comes out.
3 rounds later, you assume you're listening, Howard.
Yeah.
Immediately they notice, and they start talking about the burger stuff then.
Well, they're equipping.
They're equipping. About 3 rounds later, you hear them approaching the door.
If they're equipped, I will tell the guys so that it's Pete's. Pete, they're equipping. You're going to jump them now or not?
Jump them now.
No.
No?
No, because we'll get swamped.
Okay, in which case we wait for them to come out.
On round 3, a kobold opens the door, followed by 2 others.
Kobolds! Yay!
Yes, the door gets pulled open. Freya, are you actually there?
No, I will be out here somewhere doing the jingling whilst the boys are wherever they want to be.
Well, on either side of the door, so as they come through, we can cover them.
Well, I'll stand there and shoot nice and easy.
So, the goblins, open the door.
The kobolds.
Kobolds, open the door.
And we'll have initiative rolls, because it's not going to be a surprise or anything. And they go on 14.
19.
4. 15. Okay, so Pete, you're the first to go.
I'll hold my action until one decides to engage me.
Door open, and that will be that one's action. This one will then rush out. There'll be attacks of opportunities from both of you two. Freya, you're not actually there, are you?
Yeah, I'll be effectively across the corridor, able to shoot.
You don't get an attack of opportunity.
No, I won't.
Lorimil and Jestix get an attack of opportunity against them.
19.
That's a definite hit.
15.
That would be a hit as well.
7 damage.
And that's dead.
Never be the first one through the door.
Followed by his mate, and you don't get attacks of opportunity against him. And it'd be 50-50 about where he'll go for you with his spear.
Do I not get to go?
They go before you. Initiative, that's 14. What he's for.
David, 16. Okay.
So what's your armor class? He gets 14.
13.
He does 5 points of damage to you. And this kobold, 50-50, Jestix or Lorimil. They go to Jestix and does a pathetic 7.
No.
The orcs and the hobgoblin are actually this round just finishing getting off their beds and picking up their weapons. Next to go would be Pete.
Try to hit. 9 miss.
Then it would be
Fresh. Can I shoot the guy as he runs at me?
He's engaged in combat.
Can I shoot at him?
You'd have to do a 5-foot step back.
I will do a 5-foot step back and shoot. 15 to hit.
That's the right number.
3 points of damage.
He's not dead, but he is wounded. Jestix at the end of the round.
15.
That's it.
8 damage.
Dead. Next round. I need to roll and shoot my books. Books will be going with 9. I actually like the cards. I've come to the conclusion.
Which cards?
Savage Worlds initiative cards. I actually prefer cards. I think it adds a nice spin that every turn you go at a different point in the round. And yeah, D&D, it's just, you just go round in a circle all the time. Beginning of the next round, Pete, you go first.
I will hit the kobold in the back. 11.
You missed. Wait, how would you go next?
I'll shoot the little fucker then, so it's a 20.
That's it.
1 more point of damage.
That's enough. So that was 16, 15, the kobolds are out of it. This hobgoblin has done something. And the orcs, they will get to the door. Then, Jestix.
Is he within reach of my quarterstaff?
No.
In which case I will forego my action because there's nothing I can do.
So Pete.
Hold.
Pop in. Oh, he's got a chaplain. So he will throw. First he can see is you.
Wrong place, the wrong time for me, isn't it?
Luckily for you, it rolled off that nice-looking 19. Okay, so that was Hobgoblin, then it powered.
Shoot the orc. It's an 18. I take it that's a hit, unless it's heavily armoured.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole 1 point of damage.
Then it will be the orcs themselves. The orcs are, in fact, the same sort of mindless creatures. So this orc will go to here. Attacks of opportunity, assuming that's what you want to do.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, that's it.
4 damage.
I only get a 12.
12 is not enough. Then, Pete, you get your action if you wish to take it.
Try to hit him.
Yeah, and I believe, Tim, you were on hold from the last round, so you 15. Can have another attack.
14.
14 to hit.
10 points.
Okay, then this orc comes through. You've both had your attacks of opportunities, but Jestix is on hold, so you can go.
14.
14 to hit.
6 damage.
Okay, 6 still there. And it will attack. Once it will attack Pete. It attacks sticks, but with a 5 roll, it doesn't hit you. At the end round, doesn't it? Start of the next round, Pete.
Try to hit. Miss. Certainly. Only an 11.
Then it's the Hobgoblin. We will step to there. Prayer.
Can I reload that quickly?
Depends what sort of crossbow you've got.
Light crossbow.
I think you can. The move action is a reload.
So I haven't moved. So I'm just standing there reloading and popping them off through the door. Incoming shot against my racial enemy. Miss. Natural one.
So I take it's then me.
Yes. The orc. They're all the orcs dead, aren't they?
No. One orc's still alive. I hit him for 6.
He gets an attack. He's enough. He'll hit you again, rolling 12.
Miss.
What did you get?
6 damage.
So that was the end of the round, yeah?
Yep. Dave's about to spring the other room on Pete.
No, probably on me. Right, it'll open right behind me.
Yes, because I just rolled a listen roll for them and they heard.
But hopefully they've got 3 rounds to equip themselves.
The end of the round, this door opens, okay? Back to around the beginning of the round. The door opens and there's a kobold there. First goes Pete.
I think I'll step into the room and finish off the Hobgoblin. 16.
16 is it?
10 points.
He was frothing at the mouth, raging, but that hasn't saved him because the extra hit points wasn't enough. The Hobgoblin has just missed his go. Next to go is Freya. The door here has just opened and there's a kobold there.
I think I shall step back 5 feet and shoot him. Only 7 to hit.
This go is the kobold. Well, this kobold will rush forward to attack you. I don't think 11 hits you, does it?
Thankfully not. Bounces off my leather jerkin.
And he will attack you as well. This guy can't get out. 8 misses you. Kobolds have been. Next to go is orcs. Oh no, orcs. There's these two goblins who will just
join the queue.
And it's Tim.
I will move over and attack the kobold.
Oh.
Introduce him to my stick with a 21.
Okay.
Doing 6 damage.
That's a dead kobold. Then it's these two. Technically, they can go through their mates. He will go to there. But when he goes from there to there, Freya and Jestix can actually try to hit him.
Yeah, as can Henry. I keep forgetting about Henry.
And Henry.
Does a 13 hit.
Unfortunately. But 12 hits.
Takes 4 damage from me. He's lucky. Wow. The dog missed. It rolled off at 18.
Dog missed, Jestix hit, and Freya can't do anything. Okay, and this one doesn't have enough move to actually go through, so it will just join the queue for the moment. That would be the end of the round, so we're back round to the beginning of the round, Pete. What would Lorimer like to do?
Move back out of the room and help the rest of the guys.
I think you can get probably to there, so you can probably attack the kobold.
I can still attack.
Yes.
Only a 13, I'm afraid.
No, Kobold's got 15.
Oh, missed.
Okay, so that was you. To go is Freya.
Can I colour spray through the door, catching all the guys in the doorway?
I would think you could probably colour spray, yes. You'll get that kobold, that goblin, and that Neanderthal.
That'll do me for a starter. So what do I have to do?
You will be attacked, Howard, unless you take a 5-foot step. And you can cast defensively if you've got concentration.
I have concentration.
DC 15 plus spell level.
Did you hear that? So that'd be 16.
Okay. So you have to roll a 16 to be able to do it on your concentration.
I have concentration of 4.
Or you could make a 5-foot step back.
No, I'm very happy to take a 5-foot step back and then blast.
You get fewer people.
That's fine. If it's the three in a line coming through the door will be perfectly good enough. Bell roll would be which skill, just while I'm kind of getting...
You don't need to make a spell roll because you take a 5-foot step back. They just get a will save.
Will saving throw.
What's your DC?
DC 15.
This one is Scott. Yeah, you've got that one too. Oh, the goblin makes it.
Damn.
The two kobolds you've got, and the goblin makes it.
Clears the doorway.
Unconscious for 2d4 rounds, blinded and stunned for 1d4 rounds.
My best offensive spell. In fact, only offensive spell.
3 rounds they're unconscious for. That was Freya, then it would have been the kobolds, but now it's the goblin. That goblin will rush through and will now be between Lorimir and Jestix.
It's got to be a bad spot to be in.
So you two can have attacks of opportunity against it.
14? So, is that enough?
No, 15.
So I missed.
Missed.
It will then probably try to hit Freya, as Freya's just been nasty to them. But only rolls a 6, so that's going to be a miss. That was the goblin. Then it will be Jestix.
Attack the Neanderthal.
You only need a 12 to hit.
Fortunately, I got less than that, and so did Henry.
So the Neanderthal will then try a swipe at you with his great club. 12 probably doesn't hit.
No.
That was Neanderthal's the end of the round. Pete, beginning of the round.
Right.
Goblin, it's 15. Freya's go. Would be an attack of opportunity if she was to fire her crossbow.
I'll take a 5-foot step back and spire them. So only a 13, which is not enough.
Two kobolds have already gone, and kobolds don't cover. The goblin who's now going to attack. I believe Lorimir was attacking him, so he's going to attack back. In a 14 plus 1, so 15, which is not going to hit Lorimir. Jestix on 4.
I get a 1, and the dog gets a 5. I'm doing really badly now.
So both yours are missing, and on the Neanderthal goes on 3, 2.
At least we're consistent. I got a 1, 2, and a 3.
Pete on 19.
Try again. No. Miss
Freya?
Let's shoot the guy while we can. 21 to hit. 6 damage.
That would kill that goblin. Kobolds are not going to recover. Back round to goblins. There's still a goblin here. He will go to here, which will give Pete an attack opportunity. Oh, actually, Jestix probably as well.
Missed again.
11's not enough to hit him, is it?
No, not a goblin. Lorimer misses 2. That goblin will then attack you. Ooh, 18. Is that enough, Pete?
It is.
We hit 1. We have 6 damage. Have 3 points. Then it will be Jestix.
Better. 22, natural 20.
That's a possible threat.
How do threats work then?
Roll again.
You roll again, if you hit, it's double damage.
Yeah.
Oh.
My crossbow says critical 19 to 20 times 2.
If you roll a 19 or a 20,
it criticals.
You've criticaled. If you would have hit with the bonus, then you roll it again. If you've hit, you did critical.
6 damage.
6 damage against the Neanderthal, I believe, yes?
Yeah.
Currently have taken 4. Yes, dead.
So it's just the Neanderthal. Is the other Neanderthal going to come out and join? And he's now brought out the reinforcements for the reinforcements.
Yes, he does come out, and he will stay there, and he will attack. No, Jestix doesn't seem to be being attacked, so obviously Jestix is the one. That will be a 22.
That's a hit.
That would be a nasty amount of damage, actually. 11 points.
Ow.
Oh, yeah, these guys are strong. They're not very intelligent. That's the end of the round. So the beginning of the round, it's 19 for a mil. The door has just been opened, by the way, and there's a goblin looking out of it.
Do we notice?
No, missed.
You're probably the only one who might notice, yes. You'll assume there's a goblin there. Probably.
Missed again.
Then it's Freya.
I move to the mule and start moving the mule back away from the goblins, watching them closely. The moment there's enough of them to colour spray, I'm going to hit them. The chance of there being one goblin coming out.
One move action gets you there. One move action will get you back with the mule.
Yeah, that would be fine. And okay. I'm watching carefully.
That was your go. No problem, Howard. Next to go, goblins are next to go. The goblin is stupid because it's a goblin. Then they will double move, probably, because they're stupid. And yeah, it likes the idea of eating your mule, so it'll come for you. They effectively charge up the corridor.
Oh, that's perfect. Where they come, line them up for me.
So they've come here. So that was the goblins. On six, the hobgoblins will come out, and that they will get to there. The hobgoblins are not so stupid, so they probably won't use that. Throw things. Nice one there. They can throw at. So I think they would probably throw jesticks. Vulnerable. Oh, and 18s are possible. So that'll be 16, Tim.
Yep.
The other one gets similar.
Well, this could be a very brief dungeon.
You've just received 7 points of damage.
I'm dead.
One negative you are.
Minus three.
Okay, you're not dead. You're basically bleeding out. That was the hobgoblins. Then it would be your go, Tim. So you need to make, roll a d10. If you roll a 1, you've stopped bleeding. Otherwise, you lose another point.
I lose another point. I'm going to die.
The Neanderthal.
By the way, I go before you, Neanderthal. The dog is going to bite somebody.
Yes, it would do. There's at least that goblin to attack, and there's this goblin to attack. I think this one is probably the most likely.
11.
Not enough. The Neanderthal, it will turn towards Lorimil, but with an 8 roll, that's a miss. That's the end of the round. Start the next round, Pete.
Getting lower and lower. Missed again.
Howard on 16.
You know what I'm going to do. I'm doing a colour spray. They're pretty much lined up.
What's the colour spray? Is it a cone?
It's a 15-foot cone. Difficulty class 15. I don't think I can get the hobgoblins in there. It's just the goblins.
1, 2, 3 goblins. And there's also Henry.
Oh, is Henry in there?
Yes.
Sorry, Henry.
Henry's going to have to make a saving throw. Is that what you're saying?
If it means not getting the goblin, I'll take Henry out as well. Sorry. It's not painful. It's just going to confuse him. For a bit.
Good point. Yes, there's an attack of opportunity chance because you're casting a spell.
Step backwards 5 feet.
You can step backwards.
Then your cone won't go where you want it to.
So you won't get that goblin in. So you're either here and you have to take the attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Or a concentration check. You could also try.
I could try a concentration check. I've only got 4 in it, so that's a less than 50-50 chance.
And you lose the spell if you don't succeed.
No, I'm going to basically hide among the legs of our mule.
So you move back two of them. And you can miss Henry while you do that.
Yeah, that would be easy to miss Henry.
You don't need to roll anything. The goblins have a...
class 15?
One of them succeeds. I'm going to say the one furthest away. Okay, so that one is currently unconscious, like those two kobolds over here, which actually could actually wake up. So that was Freya. Next to go is the goblin. So there's this goblin here who's going to rush Freya. Why not?
Because there's a dog in the way.
And this one's going to go for Henry because Henry's attacking it against Freya. 13.
Plus is 13.
It's a hit. Half 3 points. One attacking Pete, misses. And the one attacking Henry, misses. That was the goblins. Then it's the hobgoblin. Lorimil looks obvious, so they'll go for you. A hit and a miss. Pete, have 7 points.
7.
And then it's a Neanderthal.
No, it's not. It's me.
Yes, you're right. Your dog.
Me. I don't get a 1. That's 5. Dog gets a 21.
Well, that's a hit.
Doing 4 damage.
That kills the goblin. Then it's Neanderthal, who's still fighting Lorimil. Miss. Next round. Lorimil, currently 2 goblins and a Neanderthal near you, and possibly might waking up 2 kobolds.
Team going for the Neanderthal. 7 points.
This one has not been hurt, so he's not dead yet. Freya on 16.
Move back 5 feet and shoot it. A second one of the...
2 goblins, yes, who are still standing. Well, they both flank Pete, so they're going to go for it.
Goblin that moves up to flank Pete, attack of opportunity from Pete.
Okay, you can have an attack of opportunity against this one, Pete.
Missed.
19.
Hit.
3 points.
I'm down.
Goodness.
And that's all the healing, so it's a TPK.
So you're down. Freya, what are you going
to
do?
I think I might have to declare TPK and run like fuck. Realistically, I can't take all of these guys. I'm going to do one last good roll of the dice. Is there a way I could get those 3 guys around Lorimir with a spray?
You took a 5-foot step there. You could get those.
Okay, then that's what I do.
Okay, so you take a 5-foot step basically away from there. Yep. They get saving throws, okay? One of them makes it. One of the goblins makes it.
Damn.
But it's not the goblins you have to worry about. It's the hobgoblins farther down the corridor anyway.
Yeah, they've thrown their javelins. They're going to charge me.
Yeah, he's going to go after you. He misses you.
Who's up?
You're the only one.
Now I've got a goblin in front.
Yeah, the hobgoblin, move up.
You keep missing me.
Oh, the dog.
And me. To see if I stop bleeding out. Still bleeding.
And what's Henry going to do?
Henry is going to attack something.
My goblin would be good, or hobgoblin.
You have to go for the Neanderthal because it's the closest. It failed to bite the Neanderthal.
Talks down.
I know, but it's closest to him. He's not running through combat.
Just ravaging it. These guys will move up to here, and they're still cautious. So they will, basically, all of their men apart from him is down, so they're probably going to, they're going to be cautiously standing there wondering what's going on. Start the next round, and Pete, bleed roll.
He's on 0 hit points, so I don't think he's bleeding.
0?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have needed to make a saving throw then. Come spray. On 0, you're still standing, Pete. Yep. So you get a willpower saving throw, Pete.
DC 15. Good luck, mate.
Yep, not even with my racial bonus.
So you fall unconscious. So you're not bleeding, so you're just unconscious. Prayer.
Back off 5 feet, shoot the goblin. So that's only a 7 to hit.
So you step back, this goblin. 19 is this goblin. And step forward again. Oh dear. What's your armor class?
13.
Hit you. 6 points. You still standing?
2 left. I might have to just turn and flee.
These two hobgoblins are going to be lazy.
Well, there's a mule full of food.
They will head to the mule full of food. Tim, make a lead roll and stop.
Still bleeding.
The dog's got plenty of things to kill.
Let's stop on
the Did the hobgoblin just pass me?
Pass Jestix, yes.
No, not Jestix. He passed the dog.
No, he didn't.
He's just kind of worrying the Neanderthal.
I think the Neanderthal would be dead, just because of general mauling. So that would be the end of the round. Howard, what are you going to do?
Back up 5 feet, shoot goblin. Getting further and further away from the sort of saving the further my friends, but quite frankly, I may not be able to do that. I've got 2 hit points left.
That's nine more than me.
This shooting doesn't work. Ooh, natural 20, the crowd go wild. Possible crit. 11 plus 3, 40?
Yes,
so it's only a d6.
Yeah.
2 points.
Goblin. Yeah, we'll follow up. 5. Misses you. So it steps forward, sweeps at you, misses you. It's the hobgoblins. They have no care. You. This hobgoblin is coming come and investigate you, Tim.
Yep.
It's investigating looting your body.
Yep.
And then it will be your go.
Continue to bleed. Unfortunately, Henry doesn't like people molesting.
Are you still bleeding?
Yes.
Oh dear, what are you on now?
-8.
Get bloody close.
Henry bites the hobgoblin. 19.
It's definitely hit.
For 4 damage.
You didn't quite get him. Next round. Freya.
I wanted to use the spell to take out the hobgoblins, but I can't. I'm going to spray this this goblin one last time. He's survived twice.
If you take a 5-foot step back, you don't need to make a concentration check.
Yep, that's absolutely fine. 5-foot step back, spray him.
Go for it.
He makes a will.
Yes, he fails. But this one goes down.
I fall on him with my dagger and slit his throat.
Well, that would have to be next go, but yes. Hobgoblin, who will attack your dog? Assuming that 9 misses.
Yep.
And this hobgoblin thinking about what he's going to do. And then it's Tim.
Yay, I stopped bleeding.
-8. Okay,
and the dog gets a 17 to bite the hobgoblin.
Okay.
Doing 3 damage.
And that is enough. And that's the end of the round, isn't it? So, back to Freya.
Sneak up, effectively trying not to attract the attention of the hobgoblins. And I slit this goblin's throat.
I think coup de grace is a all-round action, but you can attack him up. You only need like 2.
Just do 6 damage, but that probably wouldn't kill a goblin.
It might do, but if a coup de grace you pretty much automatically kill, but you have to take the round on it. We're 5 foot away, so you could do a 5-foot step and then do a full round action to kill it.
I want to be certain to kill it.
On 6 is the next thing to happen. And this hobgoblin here is probably going to now think, what just happened there? That dog attacked me.
Or attacked my friend.
Yeah, it will come round to there and attack you.
And I'll attack it as an attack opportunity as it gets there.
Yes.
Well done, Tim. Keep it distracted. I'm on my way.
18 to hit.
Henry is more effective than Jestix. I'm keeping the dog. Whether I save Jestix or not is debatable.
5 damage.
Oh, not quite enough. That's close.
But that's maximum damage for Henry.
Yeah. Well, we get to 9, so it's going to be plus 2, so 11 not going to be enough, is it?
No. Then we're down to Henry attacking the hobgoblin.
Henry goes, yes, quite right.
Do another 5 damage.
That'll do it.
Party might actually survive. These kobolds have started to wake up. They're blind at this moment in time. I believe this Neanderthal has been savaged, and we're going to say it's dead.
Yeah.
And these two goblins here, I believe, were unconscious too.
Yes, yeah.
And this hobgoblin, I think, is
dead.
Yes, the hobgoblins are dead.
Hobgoblins are dead. This goblin and is they're fully asleep. These two kobolds are current waking up and blinded.
Excellent. Love it.
Howard, what are you doing?
I rush to Lomoril and do a heal.
Have you got a heal?
A healing skill. I try to snap him out of whatever sort of stun, bat damage, or whatever. I try and get him upright, if at all possible.
Okay, he's currently unconscious on zero. Go on, roll your healing up.
Is heal actually viable in this point, or do I have to, or should I actually just kill the goblin next to him? Which is very, very, very tempting.
I think killing goblins would probably be best.
I kill the goblin next to him then.
Majestix is the one who's actually
healing. He's actually got a healing pack, which I gave him.
Lorimil's got the healing pack, I think.
Yeah, he has, not me.
Oh, in which case, I'll kill the goblin, grab Lorimil's healing pack, and go. And then...
How long are creatures blinded for?
The D4, he said.
Probably only have two rounds before these guys can see again.
Yeah, so I'm going to start killing everything I can see. So I'm going to kill... Actually, I'll kill the goblin because that's where I am. That's as far as I can run. And then I'm going to go and sort of attack blind kobolds next, along with hopefully Henry can attack.
Henry's completely unaware about the blind kobolds.
This kobold here, Howard, would probably be just about seeing when you get to them, and you'll have to make a proper attack.
Unless I sneak. Okay. Was there another kobold around?
You managed to get there, do your full round action kill. During that time, that kobold can now see and will act at the end of the round. So your question is, can you kill it before it gets you?
Henry will go and savage the goblin, because he can see that and it's there.
Yes, that's reasonable. Go on, savage it. He can do a coup de grace on it, actually. So he can do his maximum damage.
5 damage.
And that will kill it.
Can I elect to move?
When he's standing up, you're actually attacking the goblin here. You're actually more than 5 away from him.
I'm going to move to Jestix and try to heal him, hopefully, with the healing pack.
You won't be able to do enough.
Healing.
To get him back up.
But I might stop him bleeding out.
I've already stopped bleeding out.
I don't know that. I'm going to come and help.
An unfortunate realistic... yes, you have to make a healing roll, and you've got +2 from the healing kit.
This won't make a difference at all, but it makes me feel better. I should do it to myself and just run away, but this is almost good of me. I don't know why I'm turning good in this all of a sudden. 20. Natural 20.
I think that actually might make a difference. Natural 20s don't make any difference in D&D cypher skills, but it's just going to be a success. First aid, DC 15. First aid, if a dying character has negative hit points and losing hit points, that will make him stable. Character gains no hit points but stops dying.
It's a bonus then, Tim.
Yes, so you've stopped dying.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I know how to fight a kobold toe-to-toe, but yes. I have my mate Henry, and I'm happy about that. And everything else is dead. Just call me killer.
As Howard rolled a 20, I'm going to... Do you actually have a healing skill?
Yes, I have just 1 point in healing, so I kind of know which way's up.
Okay, I'm going to count that as, Tim, you will have to actually be rested for that length of time to get the bonus. Okay?
Yeah.
So if Freya drags you into a room and looks after you,
you will get
double level back in healing. This is something I think we missed previously in the when we were running back in Gallo times. If someone makes a healing roll against you, you get double your level back in an 8-hour rest.
In that respect, I need 16 hours before I'm being at zero.
But also, if you do a 24-hour rest and someone makes a healing check, you get 4 times your level.
Would be just about enough to get me to zero.
Yeah, which gets you to zero, and also Pete would recover a reasonable number of hit points, and I don't think he's used many healing spells.
No, he hasn't.
So the only question here at this moment in time is, can Freya survive?
A kobold, yeah.
If she can survive...
I have 2 hit points left.
Then the party
might
survive. Good evening, Freya.
Well, if you can bring the kobold out...
That's my theory.
Henry is sticking around the body of Jestix.
Yep. The kobold will actually come to the door and go to there, and you will get an attack of opportunity against him. Now, while you've been healing Jestix...
Yeah, I've probably only got my dagger.
So you can attack with your dagger, which is not going to be very good.
I will attack it with my dagger. 17, so yep. D3...
2 damage.
Two damage. It's not dead, I don't think.
But fortunately for you, Henry goes at the end of the round.
The goblin will then
kill you
and have a go. Henry!
Yay!
Henry!
Save my arse, Henry.
I think the kobold gets an attack of opportunity on Henry as he arrives.
No, he doesn't. So he'll have done that.
He'll get straight in.
19. 4 damage.
That'll do.
That's dead. You lucky, lucky, jammy bastards.
I go over and do a healing roll on Lomeril.
You don't need to. He is just unconscious. And in fact, probably been enough rounds for him to wake up and be blinded. What did you do to me?
I believe it's called saving your life, mate. You don't have to thank me just yet.
Well, you and Pete can decide what you can do about that. What are you going to do, Howard? There are rooms here. They're a bit scruffy, but they've got beds in. There's also a large room over here with beds in.
I think closest possible room. Search it while the guys get better. I check. Have either of those two got locks? Lockable doors?
No, but you could get a piece of furniture and jam it against them.
We move everything into the larger of the rooms.
Okay.
I reset the trap, jingly-jangly trap.
Yep.
With Lomeril's help, push something heavy against the door, and I search the room while they rest. And then I rest.
There's actually quite a few beds in here. There's enough beds for you to sleep on. There's probably enough beds for you to jam the door.
Yep.
There's some furniture and stuff like that in here. Are you going to loot the bodies that were outside?
Absolutely. I'm a rogue.
And this is the ideal opportunity to loot them without anybody noticing.
Absolutely. Well, quite frankly, I don't think anyone's in a mood to watch what I'm doing at the moment.
Rather than doing that now, I'll just add it to the end of your document. You find a load of cash on them, and the reason we're just about searching.
I've got hours. And actually, I'll do 1B.
A longbow, money.
Expect Peak could use a longbow.
Some more money. Ooh, some masterwork swords. That's all you find. There'll be a few potion bottles as well.
The potions are dragon blood.
I suspect it's kind of anger or berserk fury or something.
Something like that. You're a sorcerer, aren't you? So you roll your spellcraft rolls. Magical. You roll a spellcraft roll and I'll tell you what they are.
My spellcraft is +5. It's nothing special. I mean, it's an 18. So +5, 23.
They're all the same. 5 potions of dragon breath.
What on earth does dragon breath do?
Breathe fire, breathe acid.
In this case, it breathes whatever black dragon is acid. You swallow it, and it will then put out an acid. There's 5 of those. It looks like they didn't have opportunity to kind of grab them and use them.
Thank bloody goodness. Yeah. It would have been a TPK at that point. In 6, there's still a couple of dead bodies. Did we loot everything there? And at the top end of 1C, did we loot the bodies there?
You haven't completely searched 7A yet. The top where the candle is here.
There's a couple of bodies up there. So I don't obviously want to go in any further. I'll sneak and loot the bodies there.
They have money on them. Not very much. Basically, what I'll do is I'll work out how much experience points all these kobolds and how much treasure they've got on them. I'll add it onto the bottom of your...
Can you heal yourself? Because I'm well beaten up.
If you're going to spend 48 hours in here...
I think I'd probably die of boredom. Are we going to get Jestix up in less than 48 hours?
That depends on what Pete does.
Yes.
In which case, we'll wait till the next time.
If you basically barricade the door up, probably, I will roll for some random encounters, and there's a possibility of a random encounter, but you could quite easily, barricade yourself in and hope.
Okay, well, if I can get some sleep and recharge my magic points, I'll be well chuffed. That was a close run thing.
Well, you did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2 orcs. 3 hobgoblins, 2 Neanderthals, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
They didn't all come at us at once, which is, otherwise we'd have just been done.
Yeah, we had about 3 or 4 rounds where neither me or Pete were hitting anything.
I did actually roll every round for these two rooms. I rolled a 19 and a 20 for their listen checks. And at that point I said, okay, I'll wait around. And that's when they decided to come out. You had an awfully long time of them not noticing.
And I was very pleased. But next time, if the boys are this crap, I think I'll just leave them and go and get a better fighter.